Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
First, as President Trump threatens to send missiles into Syria, what are the implications for the civil war there and the U.S. relationship with Russia? We're turning to Firas Maqsad for some insight. He's director at the Arabia Foundation and an adjunct professor at George Washington University, and he joins us today from Washington. Firas, welcome. It's good to have you on the show. Looking forward to your analysis here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Carrie.
I wonder what you make of the tweet this morning from the president who, it sounds like, is backing away a little bit from the missiles are coming imminently to they might come soon, they might come sooner rather than later. Is there anything different that Syria would do to prepare for a missile strike that they couldn't do now or they wouldn't do later?
Well, the president's tweet this morning is interesting, especially when coupled with what the White House spokesperson was saying yesterday. It does come across that they are walking back the possibility of an imminent missile attack over Syria. And folks are wondering whether there are back-channel diplomatic proposals that are going back and forth, perhaps, between Washington and Moscow, proposals that could preclude the firing of missiles and yet give a Washington and its allies something to work with, assurances against the future use of chemical weapons. Of course, you know, that has been tried before. President Obama did not strike Syria and back his own red line against the use of chemical weapons, given assurances that he got from the Russians that they would not be used in the future and that they would be, in fact, taken out of Syria. Mm-hmm. And that has not happened. But people are watching with great interest the fact that you're right. The president seems to be walking back some of those threats.
I want to pursue what you just said about the back channel. And you said that if there are back channel conversations going on, they would be with Russia. Does Russia fully speak for Syria? Does what Russia say go in Syria?
Russia has become the most powerful player in Syria, perhaps it's second only to Iran, which also has quite a bit of proxy militias operating on the ground in support of the regime there. But yes, Russia and President Putin, since their military entry into Syria in September of 2015, has succeeded in becoming a dominant player there and the main interlocutor for the United States.
I want to ask you about why it is important to understand that Russia, it seems to be, unstintingly supports Syria. No matter what Bashar al-Assad does, Russia now seems firmly behind Syria. What should we know about that?
Well, there are three things to keep in mind when it comes to Russian interest in Syria and the Middle East more broadly. First, Syria provides Russia access to warm water ports on the Mediterranean, ports that it doesn't have elsewhere, and also access to friendly skies over the Middle East. Two, it provides President Putin with leverage over the various political processes that are unfolding in the region, including Syria. But, you know, we've seen traditional U.S. allies like the King of Saudi Arabia and the Prime Minister of Israel going more often to visit President Putin and having to coordinate their policies with him because of his military presence at the heart of the Middle East in Syria.
Interesting.
And I think thirdly, and not to be at all, excused, is the fact that Russia enjoys being able to stand up to the United States. And the Middle East is one place that it could do that and a place that gets a lot of media attention when it stands up to the United States. So those are the three reasons why Vladimir Putin stands squarely behind President Assad in Syria.
You mentioned Israel and Iran in the mix of this. I was reading a piece by Jonathan Shanzer, a former terrorism analyst at Treasury, who was writing in Politico about where Putin finds himself between Israel and Iran. And he said this, Putin could certainly try to step in and referee this conflict, but that's not what he signed up for. Between this and the chemical weapons attacks, the Russian leader may be finally coming to understand that Iran's actions in Syria are not aligned with Russian interests. So how do you read that?
Well, Jonathan is a good friend, but I think this is a place where him and I might disagree. I don't think that Putin at this point sees Iranian growing in influence in Syria as being diametrically opposed to Russian interests. Quite the opposite, I think. Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing is a complementary role. The Russians don't want to be involved in the ground war in Syria. It is one that probably would necessitate a higher casualty rate. They've been able to do this on the cheap. Mm-hmm. So the understanding since the Russian entry, which was, by the way, on the invitation of the Iranians, was that Iranian proxies on the ground will do the hard work of supporting the regime, providing the auxiliary troops that Assad himself no longer has because of mass desertions from his army. And the Russians will provide both the air cover in terms of controlling the skies and the air defense systems, the bombings, the Air Force bombing that's required, but also the political cover at the UN Security Council that Russia's been vetoed 12 times now, resolutions against against the Syrian regime and its use of chemical weapons. So I think that there's a symbiotic relationship as it comes to Syria between Iran and Russia.
You just said something interesting there that I wasn't aware of, that Iran actually invited Russia into the Syrian conflict?
Yeah, Iran is in many ways the chief patron of the Syrian regime. It has also provided it with billions of dollars in terms of lines of credit to keep the regime afloat, and has most of the troops on the ground right now in terms of the proxies. So the head of the Iranian IRGC outside force, the Quds force, is believed to have visited Moscow in September 2015. For coordination talks with President Putin, upon which the idea of Russian entry was proposed. So there is a belief that Iran played a major role in inviting Russia into Syria.
As President Trump tweets this morning that a U.S. attack in Syria could happen, quote, soon or not so soon at all, we've asked Firas Maqsad for some insight here. He's director at the Arabia Foundation and an adjunct professor at George Washington University. And he's giving us some insight on the complex geopolitics of the area and expectations around a potential strike, what that would mean for the American relationship with Russia, what the response might be. If you have a question about this, you could certainly tweet me at Carrie NPR, or you can call 651-227-6000. What did you make, Firas, about the back and forth that went on via social media between President Trump and I believe it was the Russian ambassador to Lebanon, where there was kind of a, if you do this, we'll do that. Then it stopped. But what do you see in that?
Well, there's certainly some chest beating that went on. Let's keep in mind, though, that this was not a statement that was put out by Vladimir Putin himself or the Kremlin, for that matter. It was an ambassador in Little Lebanon next door to Syria. But it was a statement that did catch people's attention because it threatened not only to shoot down incoming American missiles, but also the platforms that these missiles would be fired from. So presumably, U.S. ships and aircraft. I don't think that that's much of a credible threat. There's been much debate here in Washington about, can we find ourselves at war with Russia inadvertently because of Syria? And frankly, I don't think that President Putin is willing to risk direct confrontation with the United States to save Bashar al-Assad. I think the Russians would do good to shoot down perhaps a couple of American missiles, therefore prove that their new military technology is capable of doing that. President Putin has been trying to sell Russian missiles and has been quite successful. The S-300, the S-400 anti-aircraft missiles that Turkey and others in the region are looking to buy. So I think that would be the extent of it. And let's not forget that, Turkey shot down a Russian plane over the Turkish-Syrian borders a couple of years ago. That didn't end up in a direct confrontation between Turkey and Russia, less so a direct confrontation with the United States.
So just a quick one more last question here about Russia and the United States, because there's supposed to be some kind of meeting in Washington, I think, where Putin was planning to come to the United States. I mean, do you see this as the potential for some serious damage to this relationship, whatever this relationship is today? Is it something that can be worked out, especially if, as you suspect, there's some kind of back channel going on?
I think that's an unknown at this point. One can certainly see that a strike taking place, after which a diplomatic proposal of sorts is taken more seriously, and that might end up being the detente, the pathway to improving what is otherwise a quickly deteriorating U.S.-Russia relationship. So one can certainly see that pathway. But again, I mean, war is unpredictable. And if this strike does take place and there are Russian casualties, we can see escalation. I don't think it would amount to an all-out war or a direct confrontation between the two countries, but escalation is still possible.
Thank you so much for the clarification here and the analysis. Much appreciated.
Carrie, it's my pleasure.
Firas Maqsad is director at the Arabia Foundation and an adjunct professor at George Washington University. By the way, also on Capitol Hill today, President Trump's Secretary of State is going to be questioned by lawmakers, and you'll hear coverage of that. I'm sure this issue with Syria will come up. More coverage on All Things Considered.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Carrie at KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.